The Hunt for Gollum is the working title for a forthcoming big-budget Warner Brothers movie and a much-loved fan film. But what was the actual Hunt for Gollum in the books? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover Tolkien's legendarium in nerdy detail, as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. The main events of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings take place 77 years apart. They are, for the most part, quiet years in Middle-earth, but the wise were wary. Sauron had evaded them at Dol Guldur, and during that time declared himself again in Mordor. Darkness was rising, and in the Shire, Gandalf was becoming increasingly concerned about Bilbo's ring. He obviously knew it was a magic ring from the start. It turned Bilbo invisible, but he didn't know which magic ring. And his suspicions grew each time he went back to the Shire. There was the fact that Bilbo didn't grow old, of course, but you could put that down to good genetics, and maybe that ring did help prevent ageing. But the thing which really disturbed Gandalf was the change in character that came over Bilbo whenever the ring was discussed. This is what he says about it all to Frodo. "When did I first begin to guess?" he mused, searching back in memory. "Let me see. It was in the year that the White Council drove the Dark Power from Mirkwood, just before the Battle of Five Armies, that Bilbo found his ring. A shadow fell on my heart then, though I did not know yet what I feared. I wondered often how Gollum came by a great ring, as plainly it was. That, at least, was clear from the first. Then I heard Bilbo's strange story of how he had won it, and I could not believe it. When I at last got the truth out of him, I saw at once that he had been trying to put his claim to the ring beyond doubt, much like Gollum with his birthday present. The lies were too much alike for my comfort. Clearly the ring had an unwholesome power that set to work on its keeper at once. And I waited. Until that night when he left this house, he said and did things then that filled me with a fear that no words of Saruman could allay. I knew at last that something dark and deadly was at work. I have spent most of the years since then in finding out the truth of it." We saw the things that Bilbo said and did then in the film, when he is about to leave Bag End and had promised to leave the ring to Frodo. He lied to Gandalf, got angry with him, called the ring his precious, refused to give it up. In the book, his hand even goes to the hilt of his sword. Gandalf was right to be not just concerned, but a little fearful of the power of the ring. That was in the year 3001 of the Third Age, 17 years before the start of the main events of The Lord of the Rings, and as Gandalf says, he spent most of those following years finding out the truth behind Bilbo's ring, after urging Frodo to use the ring as little as possible, and to keep it safe and keep it secret. Gandalf starts this quest by letting Aragorn into his suspicions, because it wasn't just a matter of Bilbo acting strangely that had got him concerned. There were spies around the Shire, human and animals. Clearly someone else suspected something. The Dúnedain had long shielded and protected the Shire, but Gandalf persuaded them under Aragorn to double their watch. Aragorn picks up the story at the Council of Elrond. "I," said Aragorn, "counseled that we should hunt for Gollum, too late though it may seem, and since it seemed fit that Isildur's heir should labour to repair Isildur's fault, I went with Gandalf on the long and hopeless search." Why Gollum? Well, Gandalf wanted to find out where Bilbo's ring came from, and Bilbo got it from Gollum, so the next obvious step was finding out where Gollum got it from, which meant finding Gollum, even though the trail was now decades old. I've done another video setting out The Lord of the Rings from Gollum's perspective, but basically, after some holding back because the light of the sun and even the moon burned him, he went searching for the ring, following Bilbo's trail up to the Lonely Mountain and back. He followed soon enough after Bilbo's adventure that he could occasionally overhear humans and elves and others discussing what had happened. The latter part of Bilbo and the dwarves' travels weren't exactly low profile. But then, on his way back west, hunting for the Shire, he instead turned south towards Mordor. Sauron had previously announced himself and was now rallying all his allies. The ring is, of course, the same essence as Sauron, so Gollum felt the tug and call to Mordor. He made his way there and lurked for a long time, acquainting himself with Shelob and eventually being captured by Sauron, who tortured him into revealing all he knew, which wasn't a lot, but did include the words Baggins and Shire. Gandalf and Aragorn didn't know any of that, of course, but searched nonetheless across the whole of Rhovanion, that's the part of Middle-earth between the Misty Mountains and Rûn, for years, where they heard rumours of Gollum years earlier terrorising the local wood elves and woodmen in Mirkwood, creeping through windows to find their young and the like. Then, at the western edge of Mirkwood, the trail headed south down to the borders of Mordor, where they heard more rumours of Gollum being there at one time, but no evidence. And to be clear on timescales, all this searching takes well over a decade, with very few clues to go on. At which point, Gandalf remembered something important that could probably have saved them a lot of time if he'd thought of it earlier. The Nine, the Seven, and the Three, he said, had each their proper gem. Not so the One. It was round and unadorned, as it were one of the lesser rings, but its maker set marks upon it that the skilled, maybe, could still see and read. What those marks were, he had not said. Who would now know? The maker. What hand save Sauron's ever held this thing ere it were lost? The hand of Isildur alone. With that thought, I forsook the chase and passed swiftly to Gondor. There lies in Minas Tirith, still unread, I guess, by any save Saruman and myself since the kings failed, a scroll that Isildur made himself. That's the scroll on which Isildur recorded that the ring once had words inscribed on it that could perhaps be revealed in fire. So Gandalf and Aragorn didn't really need to find Gollum anymore. All they needed to do was throw Bilbo's ring into a fire and see if it revealed the ring verse. But that was when Gandalf got a message saying that Aragorn had found Gollum, finally. Although it has to be said that after a few dangers, it seems that he too had given up and started heading home. He says, "If a man must needs walk in sight of the Black Gate, or tread the deadly flowers of Morgul Vale, then perils he will have. I too despaired at last, and I began my homeward journey. And then, by fortune, I came suddenly on what I sought, the marks of soft feet beside a muddy pool. And now the trail was fresh and swift, and it led not to Mordor, but away. Along the skirts of the dead marshes I followed it, and then I had him, lurking by a stagnant mere, peering in the water as the dark eve fell, I caught him." It turns out that Sauron had released Gollum, thinking that Gollum would instinctively hunt for the ring and perhaps lead Sauron to it. And so, after both Gandalf and Aragorn had given up on finding Gollum, Aragorn captured him and took him to Thranduil's stronghold in northern Mirkwood. It sounds like quite a strenuous journey north for Aragorn with his prisoner. Gollum smelt horrible, bit him whenever he could, tried to escape all the time. Aragorn was pleased to be rid of him. Then Gandalf arrived and questioned Gollum for a long time, getting confirmation of Bilbo's story and the life-stretching properties of the ring, as well as the fact that he found it, or Deagol found it, in the River Anduin near the Gladden Fields where Isildur had lost it all those years earlier. As an aside, by modern standards, Aragorn and Gandalf's treatment of their prisoner here is questionable, let's say. Aragorn openly admits that he deprived Gollum of both food and water to make him more compliant, and Gandalf says that he was harsh, putting the fear of fire on Gollum, and basically threatening him with torture until he revealed all he knew. It will be interesting to see how they cover that in the film version. Anyway, that's where the hunt for Gollum draws to a close. Aragorn returns to his duties and Gandalf rushes back to the Shire to check if Bilbo's ring has that writing on it revealed by fire. And Gollum escapes. Thranduil never was very good at keeping prisoners. So, the hunt for Gollum took time and energy, 16 years in total, and was a success in as much as they did catch Gollum in the end. But ultimately, it mattered little. Gandalf abandoned the search before they found Gollum, and discovered what he needed to know in Minas Tirith, not from Gollum. And Aragorn also gave up, only stumbling across Gollum's tracks as he trudged back home. Gandalf's interrogation of Gollum did confirm a few things that Gandalf already knew, and very importantly told him that Sauron now knew that the ring was abroad, and that Baggins had it in the Shire, wherever that was. So Gandalf now knew the urgency. He knew Sauron would be searching for the ring, and that Frodo was in danger. Perhaps we might wonder what might have happened had Gandalf not heard that Gollum was caught, and instead of going to Mirkwood, headed straight back to Frodo to see if Bilbo's ring was indeed the One Ring. Surely Frodo would have left the Shire earlier and made it to Rivendell with fewer complications, though Aragorn might not have been there to help. Gollum would still have been free, so, well, perhaps it wouldn't have made much difference in the long run. Feel free to speculate in the comments section. For me, the fascinating part of the hunt for Gollum, though, is not so much the time taken, or what Gandalf and Aragorn did or didn't learn from it. It's what we can learn about the characters of Gandalf and Aragorn from this largely off-camera adventure. Both can come across as rather idealised versions of heroes, the wise wizard and the king-in-waiting. But here we see them in a slightly different light, spending 16 years on a fruitless quest that they both ended up abandoning, both of them being a lot less than gentle with their prisoner. We may understand their motivations, but compare their clear dislike or even disgust of Gollum with Frodo and Bilbo and latterly Sam's pity. I think we can tell which attitude Tolkien had more sympathy with. And if we were to push this critique of Gandalf and Aragorn even further, Gandalf comes across as forgetful, taking 16 years to recall that Saruman had basically already hinted at where he should look for a history of the One Ring. And their joint decision to leave Gollum in the care of Thranduil is also questionable. Even Bilbo could have told Gandalf how lax the Elven King's security was. All of which isn't to turn us against either Aragorn or Gandalf, but to show us that Tolkien did not do perfect idealised characters. Aragorn and Gandalf are good and undeniably on the side of peace and justice, but they aren't perfect. Which makes the fact that neither ever tried to take the One Ring for themselves when they both very much had the opportunity all the more wonderful. They are good, but they are not perfect. If you'd like to see more videos like this, diving deep into Tolkien's legendarium, there's a playlist appearing now on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.